Today in Business from Wired.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
An antitrust case against Apple argues it has a stranglehold on the future. The Department of Justice antitrust lawsuit against Apple says the company's grip on iPhone users and developers is blocking future innovation in tech. By McKenna Kelly and Vittoria Elliott. The U.S. Department of Justice had long been expected to file an antitrust lawsuit against Apple, but when the suit arrived recently, it came with surprising ferocity. In a press conference, Attorney General Merrick Garland noted that Apple controlled more than 70% of the country's smartphone market, saying the company used that outsized power to control developers and consumers and squeeze more revenue out of them. The suit and messaging from DOJ and 15 states and the District of Columbia joining it take aim at Apple's most prized asset, the iPhone, and position the case as a fight for the future of technology. The suit argues that Apple rose to its current power thanks in part to the 1998 antitrust case against Microsoft, and that another milestone antitrust correction is needed to allow future innovation to continue. Like the Microsoft case, the suit against Apple is really dynamic and forward-looking, says John Newman, a law professor at the University of Miami. It's not necessarily about Apple seeing direct competitors, he says. It's more about them trying to grab the territory you would need if you were going to even try to compete against Apple. Antitrust action in the tech industry has been a focus of the Biden administration's agenda, which has seen suits brought against both Amazon and Google from the DOJ and the Federal Trade Commission. This case demonstrates why we must reinvigorate competition policy and establish clear rules of the road for big tech platforms, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar told Wired in a statement. Rebecca Hall Allensworth, a law professor at Vanderbilt University, says that though the government almost always faces an uphill battle in antitrust cases, the Apple case appears relatively solid. It's a lot stronger than the FTC-Amazon monopolization lawsuit from last year, she says. And yet, it's very hard to win antitrust cases. In a statement, Apple spokesperson Fred Saines said that the lawsuit threatens who we are and the principles that set Apple products apart in fiercely competitive markets, including the way its products work seamlessly together and protect people's privacy and security. Apple has long argued that keeping its mobile operating system, App Store, and other services closed offers greater security and safety for customers. But Newman says that the DOJ complaint indicates that Apple doesn't enforce these policies consistently, as would make sense if the goal was to protect users. Instead, Apple heavily targets the types of app developers that pose the biggest competitive threat to Apple, Newman says. The DOJ alleges that restrictions Apple places on iMessage, Apple Wallet, and other products and features create barriers that deter or even penalize people who may switch to cheaper options. The antitrust case against Microsoft in the late 1990s accused the company of illegally forcing PC manufacturers and others to favor its web browser Internet Explorer. It was widely credited with causing the company to be slow to embrace the web, falling behind a wave of startups including Google and Amazon that grew into giants by making web services useful and lucrative. When asked about the threat the new antitrust case might pose to Apple's business, a DOJ official noted that there are actually examples where companies, after having been charged and had to change business practices because they violated the antitrust laws in the long run, end up being more valuable than they were before. Microsoft, thanks to its success in cloud services and more recently AI, is now the most valuable company in the world. The Department of Justice says that any potential remedy was on the table for Apple, implying that even breaking up the company is a possibility. But Allensworth says it is unlikely the government would pursue that outcome. The proposed remedies could more likely force Apple to change its technological and contractual restrictions on app development and on interoperability with other phones, she says. That is something that could be very meaningful if that remedy were fully realized and overseen in a good way. But it still leaves Apple basically in control of the ecosystem, Allensworth says. Paul Swanson, antitrust partner at the law firm Holland & Hart, sees potential difficulties ahead for the suit. They're alleging that Apple is excluding competition in the smartphone market by making their products stickier, by making it very attractive to stay within their ecosystem. And the way that Apple does that, according to the DOJ, is that it doesn't cooperate nicely with other companies, he says. But Swanson says antitrust laws don't generally require companies to work with others. A business doesn't violate antitrust laws by terminating or refusing to work with another business. This is not the first antitrust case against Apple. In 2020, Epic Games filed a lawsuit against the company, accusing it of anti-competitive behavior after being kicked off the App Store for offering a version of the Fortnite game that circumvented the Apple's steep 30% fees for in-app purchases. Epic lost the case in the lower courts, and in January, the Supreme Court declined to hear the case, and Apple announced it would levy a new App Store fee on developers. Newman notes that the government seems to have kept a close eye on that case in constructing the suit launched recently. The case was filed in the Third Circuit Court in New Jersey rather than the Ninth Circuit Court, which includes California. He predicts it will ultimately end up before the Supreme Court. I think this one's probably going all the way, Newman says. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.